This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli, and today we have interrupted our regularly scheduled broadcast to talk about an emergency declared at a nuclear power plant in North Carolina. Let me just read the headlines of this post. And we will be talking about it with two people who are familiar with the nuclear industry. So here is the headline. And I'll post this on the website, usapreparers.com, page number one, during the broadcast. Red alert. Officials. Fire. Explosion reported at U.S. nuclear plant. Emergency alert declared. Officials. Fire explosion reported at U.S. nuclear plant. Emergency alert declared. Fire explosion occurred after unexpected power decrease in reactor. Emergency response facilities staffed. Abnormal event with potential to impact plant equipment or public health and safety. Now, that came out on February 8th. And I have a regularly scheduled guest, our instructor, I should say, Mike Knox, is with us, White Harvest Seed. Mike, welcome, Mike Knox.
Hey, Vincent. How's it? Good to talk to you again, man.
And, Mike, you know, we were going to talk about seeds and growing your own food for your own safety, so that's why you're here, and this event happened. And I got a call from Erin Dakins last night alerting me to this, and she put me in touch with an occupational safety officer who is retired, who has experience in the nuclear industry. Her name is Linda May. Welcome, Linda May.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Very, very well. And Linda, you're going to be talking with us about this event, and I'd like to welcome Scott Garner. He is the Deputy Director of Emergency Management of Brunswick County, North Carolina, where this event happened. Welcome, Scott.
Hey, Vincent. Thank you for having me.
So, Scott, why don't we start with you, and please tell us what we know at this point. So, my understanding is there was an event on Sunday around 1:30 p.m., 1:30 in the afternoon, at the nuclear power plant in Brunswick County, North Carolina, and this is operated by Duke Power. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so please tell us what you know, and then we'll ask Linda to comment on this, and we'll have this dialogue. So please share with us what we know.
Okay, so as you said, Vincent, around 1:30 on Sunday, the nuclear power plant lost their off-site power, their grid power, to one of the reactors. When this happened, their diesel generators that provide their backup power, their emergency generators, all started. And then they went through their normal processes at that point, which instituted a shutdown of the plant or of that reactor. And then several hours later, they were able to get the power back, and everything went back to normal.
Okay. So let's see if we've got this right. The nuclear power generation system is a steam-powered plant. Is that right? You boil water into steam.
Yes.
and the steam turns the turbines. The turbines generate the electricity. Now, if the reactor doesn't get cooled enough, you could have a meltdown. Is that correct?
That would be possible, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I'm trying to explain to our class the way this works. So we have this boiling vessel that is heated by the nuclear reaction, and the idea is to control the temperature so it doesn't get too hot. If it gets too hot, we can have a meltdown, let's say. If it's too cool, we're not generating steam and therefore turning the turbine, which is steam-powered, to generate electricity. So there's a range at which this reactor must operate, and it must be kept cool. Now, if in the event, or the cooling system is powered by the grid, the power grid, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the power grid is keeping the system running, and the power failed. So now we had to do a, we had to use the generators, which were in place, to provide the power to keep the nuclear reactor operating so it could be shut down safely if that were the intent. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so everything seemed to work. Now, my understanding is there was a SCRAM, S-C-R-A-M. What is that?
That is when the plant actually goes through their shutdown. Again, they have safety procedures that they have to do, and so they basically bring the unit down to safe levels. I mean, they're at safe levels, but they're bringing it down out of service until they get that power back up and running.
Okay, so we had so the nuclear reactor actually was manually shut down.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when that happens, is there any concern for anyone's safety? For example, is there concern for the safety of the operators who are right on site? Is there concern for the safety of the personnel on campus, if you will, you know, within the property operating the reactor? Is there concern for those outside that particular campus where the reactor is, you know, the villagers, if you will,
yeah,
the neighbors?
Yeah, in this particular case, there was no protective actions required. There was nothing, you know, the next level above the alert would be a site area, which would be right there around the plant. But, you know, this did not reach that. So there was no safety issues, as I understand it, on site, and no protective actions were required off site.
Okay. Were there any radioactive releases of any kind?
No.
Okay. So from those who are listening to this broadcast, and they are worldwide, there is no reason for any concern about any radiation coming out of the vessel or from this nuclear power generation plant.
No, like I said, you know, the event, the power went down around 1:30, and by 6:15, power was back up, everything was restored, and everything was back operating normally.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this, before we ask Linda what her thoughts are?
Again, there was no preparedness recommendations. It didn't escalate to that point, so there was no need for evacuation, sheltering in place, or taking any potassium iodide pills or anything. It just was a something that was unusual that occurred and had to be dealt with.
Okay, I called at 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 a.m. Central this morning. Mm-hmm. I called Brunswick Emergency Management, and I looked at the plans, and I looked for potassium or KI, potassium iodine. And I called the number, and it rang and rang and rang, and no one answered it at 8:30. So does that office get operated exactly at the dot of like 8:31, or were they overwhelmed with telephone calls? Do you know?
This morning?
Yes, this morning.
Our normal operating hours are 8:30 to 5. However, when situations require, you know, we're here 24/7.
Okay. Do you know of an abnormal number of telephone calls as a result of this event, or was it really not widespread?
No, it wasn't widespread. I didn't receive any calls other than what we took through our normal partners that we work with, because, there are notifications made to us in the state, and we got those, but no widespread phone calls other than that.
Okay. Let's bring Linda on. Linda May, you have experience in the nuclear industry. Can you share with us what that experience is?
Yes, I was the health and safety officer for a BWR plant in Illinois and helped write the safety procedures and operating procedures for scenarios such as this. I did that for a year. We were under construction and then went online. So I have a lot of experience with potential scenarios for disasters in the nuclear industry. In fact, during the process when I was in the industry, I reviewed Duke Power's policy, procedures, and protocols, as well as I shared my policy, procedures, and protocols with Duke Power. Within the industry, you do that to make sure that you've covered all your bases. One of the things that's very important for people to know is in the United States, all of the nuclear power people, or the majority of them, are trained through the nuclear Navy and come out of the military into our commercial power plants. So the majority of the employees within the nuclear industry are former U.S. military nuclear submarine people. My question for him is, at what level of power is Unit 1 generating right now? You said your backup's normal. You were operating at 88% power. What are you operating right now on Unit 1?
I personally did not work.
Shut down.
Yeah, when I said back to normal, I did not mean that they're, I don't know what they're running at right this particular moment. The event was terminated. Things were back to normal for us. I'm not sure what the plan is running at this particular point.
It's my understanding that the unit is shut down until repairs can be made. There was a fire in the plant, which initiated a manual scram. And a manual scram is when someone physically in the control room hits the button and literally you smash it with your hand and it initiates the shutdown system.
Linda, hold that thought. Scott, hold your thought. Mike Knox is with us. And so Scott Garner, Deputy Director of Emergency Management, Brunswick County, North Carolina, is with us. Linda May, Occupational Safety Officer with experience in the nuclear industry, is with us. And this is USA Prepares. We're talking about the event that happened in North Carolina, Brunswick, North Carolina, at the Duke plant. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rate. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, this is a special broadcast. And Scott Garner's with us, Deputy Director of Emergency Management, Brunswick County, North Carolina, where the scram for the nuclear reactor was deployed. Linda May, an occupational safety officer, is with us, and she has experience in the nuclear industry. And Mike Knox is with us with WhiteHarvestSeed.com. And Mike has been very quiet, and he will be much more active and a little later on in the broadcast, because we're going to talk about why you need to grow your food. And this is why. This is why, because this could have been the real deal. So, Scott, here's my question. Do you get up-to-the-minute reports? I mean, do you have a cell phone or a system in place where when an event, a serious event like what we're talking about happened, that you are up-to-the-minute, so when calls come into your office, you can give up-to-the-minute responses, or is there a delay in preparing information to the public?
You know, we have a direct communication system between the plant and our office and the state. So, you know, as things happen during events, you know, we're about as close to being up to the minute as you could expect. They have the ability to push a button and have all of us on the line in a matter of seconds.
Okay. Now, did you get an emergency alert as a result of this manual scram?
We did get a, you know, when they activated the alert, the alert level classification, they did notify us, and you know, we took our appropriate actions. We're an off-site responding agency. We support the community, and so you know, they did notify us, and we did respond to that alert that was given to us.
Okay. Now, I understand that there are multiple alert systems, and you know, one is a radio system where some residents within a radius have radios that would alert them. And when I was a volunteer fireman, we had a plectron, which would go beep, beep, and let us know that there was a fire, and we'd all just, you know, race over to the fire station. You have a siren system, as I understand. Is that correct?
Yes. There's several different levels of notification that we would use if the situation warranted the giving protective actions to the community. First thing being the sirens located within the 10-mile emergency planning zone around the plant, which basically means go inside, turn on the TV, turn on the radio, wait for additional instructions. It would also activate the National Weather Service radio system through the emergency alert system. And we also have a mass notification system that you know, we can initiate a call back to people's homes to their phones if they're registered up on the system through landlines or cell phones. So there are several ways that we would push our information back out to the public.
Scott, did the sirens go off?
Sirens did not go off. Again, this particular incident didn't get to the level that would require any kind of sirens activation. There was no protective actions required.
Okay. I've broadcasted from a very large radio station in the Springfield, Missouri area, and I know we have emergency equipment where if Washington, D.C., tells us to throw the switch, we throw the switch, and then they take over the broadcast facility. How much of a delay would there be from the time an event happens, like this scram that happened, the manual scram, to the time that the broadcast would start with important information? Let's say it were more serious. How much of a delay would there be? Do you have a feel for that?
Yeah, if we got to a classification, and again, there's four different levels of classifications, and an alert does not meet the level for sirens or that. So if we got to one of the two levels, the site area emergency or the general, and the plant declared that type of an emergency, our siren, you know, we coordinate. We're partnered with another county that has part of the 10-mile zone with them, and we communicate between the plant, the two counties in the state, and the sirens are activated within probably 3 minutes. You know, we've got the siren controllers in all of the locations, so we can, any of us can set them off once the decision has been made.
Okay, so you don't have to find the highest ranking person. Any of you can set that off with your own discretion based on protocol.
Protocol, you know, we communicate together and make a decision, and then they're activated.
Hold that thought. We're going to another commercial announcement.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Average weight loss in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about a manual scram that happened on Sunday around 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And Scott Garner, the Deputy Director of Emergency Management in Brunswick County, North Carolina, is on the air with us, and Linda May is on the air with us, and Mike Knox as well. Scott, potassium iodide, KI, has that been distributed to the people within the radius that might be affected prior to today? I'm not talking about this particular incident. Do they have it already?
Yes. The potassium iodide pills are pre-dispensed out to residents within the 10-mile zone. And then, of course, there are stockpiles that are kept here for any kind of transient population or anything that, anybody that may need it that was not part of the normal permanent residents that are in that area. They're always kept and maintained through our public health department.
Okay. Do you have any final words that you'd like to share with us about this particular manual SCRAM?
Yeah, again, you know, we're an off-site agency, you know, supporting the citizens and the residents and the visitors of Brunswick County. You know, this particular event happened. They declared the alert, not one of the highest levels of classification. Did not require any protective action, so therefore the sirens and the radios were not activated. And within a few hours, they terminated the event, which for us just means that it has come out of the alert or the unusual event categories, and for us to go back to normal on the outside. What happens inside the plant, you know, I'm not sure exactly what they still have left to do, but again, it does not have them inside of one of the four classification levels that are required, you know, through the NRC. For them.
Class, I'd like to explain what happened this morning. I called Brunswick County Emergency Management, and I was transferred to Deputy Director Scott Garner. And he and I talked, and I invited him to be on the air with me. And he dropped everything to do this broadcast, or almost everything, about a half hour's notice. He was on the air with us. So I want to thank you, Scott, for letting us know what you do know, the information that you have received that you're sharing with us. Now, let me ask you a question. This may be, you may want to say, I don't want to say, but is the public ever kept in the dark about how serious an event could be, you know, so there is not a panic? Do you think that could ever happen?
I don't think that can happen. You know, we've got a very good public information network. Again, you know, we're one piece. But, you know, anytime there's an event, our it's called a joint information system, goes into action, and they stand up a facility. And public information officers from our county, New Hanover County, which is our neighboring county, and the state, as well as Duke Energy, all come together to make sure that we are getting the proper messages out to the public for whatever may happen. So I don't think anybody would ever be kept in the dark whenever we have incidents like that, because we do exercise and practice this. We're required, to exercise our portions to show that we can meet the needs of the public. So I don't really see where that would be an issue. Like I say, the joint information system works. It come out of the Three Mile Island event is what, you know, because there was so much information that was not given, that was how this was kind of, the joint information system began. And again, we exercise it. Our public information officers work together closely, talk all the time. So, you know, again, within a matter of minutes of the alert being declared on Sunday, our public information officers were on conference calls with Duke and New Hanover and the state to be able to get a message out.
And I really appreciate you saying that, because I was there at Three Mile Island, and I remember the television news broadcast. It's just, team, it's okay, don't worry, everything's fine. There's no radiation coming out. It was an absolute lie. No question about it, because downwind, there were mutations. Plants were mutated. There's a family who was on 10 years after the event on television, and they showed the dandelion leaves in the front lawn, and they were 3 feet long. And one of the people being interviewed said, yeah, we've got cancer in every family, every single family in our neighborhood. There's a cancer of some kind. So I really appreciate the fact that the information is more forthcoming, and I appreciate your response. Linda May, what are your thoughts?
Well, the fact that the plant is still in shutdown status, and the fact that they went to a manual SCRAM from approximately 88% power to zero tells me that even though the emergency planning sector of the county does not have any more information within the plant itself, they're still in a situation where they're trying to assess what's going on, and they still got a problem. They had the manual reactor scram was due to a loss of the recirculation system, which you need to cool your plant. And then they had an electrical fault, which affected the startup of Diller transformer. So they lost off-site power. When you lose off-site power, you can't cool your plant. So you go to your emergency diesel generators. The fact that they notified all of the federal agencies, including HHS and Department of Energy, DHS, EPA, FDA, and the nuclear SSA, tells me that this was a significant event, and that since they had a fire in the bus system, that they've still got an ongoing issue within the plant. In a review of what I could find, they've had prior incidents at this particular plant, but not as serious as this one is. The fortunate thing for Duke Power, and I will say this, is number one, they have very high quality staff. All of their people came out of the nuclear Navy, with the exception of a few who are civilians. They are in a very isolated population area, even though they're close to a city. Their immediate population in the 10 and 50 mile radius is sparse because they're in a wetland area. And they're close to a major cooling body of water, unlike the plant in Illinois. A couple of the plants, Clinton Power Station has a lake that was created to cool their plant. They've got the Atlantic Ocean. So the fact that they have no off-site problems yet is good, but I would still have concerns and be curious as to when they're going to release more information on what the outage covered and what went on. It's similar to, I'm sure, as people saw the news last week with Indian Point, who said they had radiation leaks into some water, and then 5 days later they discover it's now in the groundwater, and they're alerting the surrounding population. I think that there needs to be a greater amount of information shared. It appears that the news has been kind of controlled because it's not very widely known, and only the NRC alert and a few other news websites had the information. So I'm wondering how much the population knows about what's going on within the industry. And this is not to criticize them. It's just to say that, you know, more information is needed to make a judgment on what's going on. But certainly the plant's in a shutdown status, and equipment's going to have to be replaced. There's going to be repairs made, and I'm sure there's going to be an investigation into the long-term issues before they start to plant up again. So I guess my question to Scott is, when is the next time that you're having a meeting with Duke Power and the people at Brunswick to assess what went on and let the public know what's going on within that unit?
Well, I mean, you know, we meet with them quite often, so, you know, I'm sure that we'll get more information. You know, again, we're an off-site agency, so I'm sure that they are going through their normal after-action processes and root cause analysis, and you know, there's usually not ever a issue that they don't share with us, so I'm sure that we'll know more soon. But
Scott, let me ask you this. Will you be able to come back on the air with us, with Linda, and do part two of this? Of this broadcast? I don't know the exact date and time, but is that something that you would be able to do?
I would say now most likely we would be able to do that.
Okay. Linda?
Sure.
Okay.
You know,
and the reason I ask is I'd like to, the last remaining segment after we go into commercials, Mike Knox and I are going to be talking about why we need to raise food. But Linda, I believe you're saying that there's not much news being reported on this particular situation, and I have a feeling that we're the first broadcast to do it. Does that seem about right to you? You've got your fingers on the pulse of what's happening.
Yeah, and I'm tied into a lot of the nuclear people since I worked in the industry and was a safety officer. As you know, there are 104 plants in the U.S., and there's one safety officer for every plant. so, you know, nuclear safety people keep in touch with what's going on. And this has not been widely known. And I literally, when I talked to people in North Carolina last night, were surprised that they had not been notified through the alert system and this power. And it's my experience with the policies, procedures, and protocols that they would have notified people in the 10-mile radius immediately or shortly thereafter by broadcast and alert of what was going on and an annual scram had occurred. When I worked in the industry, if we had a scram, we would have automatically alerted our people through the radios because we would want them to stay tuned and listen to what we had to say and be prepared if we had to move to a higher level immediately. We would not want somebody going on about their life and not knowing that something was going down. And those were put in place because of Chernobyl and Three Mile Island, and even more importantly now because of Fukushima and what went on, the lack of information.
Yep. Linda May, I want to thank you for being with us for the three segments that you've been with us. And Scott Garner, I want to thank you as well. And I will call you off the air and arrange for future broadcasts. I don't know when they'll be, but I'd like to keep our broadcast classroom up to date with any events that they need to know about, and we'll post them on our website. I want to thank Aaron Dakins for making this happen. Mike Knox, obviously,
USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year,
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Mike Knox. And Mike Knox is the owner of WhiteHarvestSeed.com, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. Now, this broadcast today was originally intended to talk about why we should grow our own food. And what you just heard is exactly why we should grow our own food. I didn't know this event was going to happen when I scheduled the broadcast with Mike Knox. You never know when something like this can happen. We're talking about the scram. Now, some people think that there might be some radiation in the air, and others think that, well, everything's okay. But we never know. Now, if you look at NETC.com, Nuclear Emergency Tracking, NETC.com, you'll see that there's radiation all over the United States, all over. I mean, there are RADCON 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, at least 9 RADCON 3s and 1 RADCON 4 right now over North America. So, Mike, thanks so much for being so patient and being with us for this broadcast. What can we grow right now? What do we do right now to grow our own food, to protect our food supply, to keep us healthy and for the days to come and the rough patch that we've got ahead of us?
Well, that's an interesting question, Vincent, because, you know, the right now is not in most places in the United States, especially the northern halves. You know, there's not really any way you can be growing any food unless you have greenhouses or if you have, you know, cold frames and those type of things. But the things that you could be doing right now is getting prepared for the spring planting season, you know, starting your seeds, getting the products that, you know, tomatoes, your peppers, your eggplants and those type of things, getting them ready, broccoli, cabbage, all that type of stuff, to be ready to rock and roll when, you know, it breaks. You know, as I was listening to that information that you were giving, you know, the thing that kept popping up in my mind, I don't know if you've read the book Lights Out by Ted Koppel yet, but, you know, that it wasn't a terrorist attack per se, as we know now, it wasn't. But, you know, this is the grid going down for that 4 hours. You know, look what it look what the repercussions were, and that would they handled the thing well. I mean, imagine if they did not handle it well; it would be a whole different situation there. So, yeah, so you know, being reliant on the power and being prepared for yourself, you know, have your, you know, how many people would have known to get their bug out bag and get out of town if it had, you know, escalated worse? So, you know, there's a lot of things people need to just take this as a hey, warning, wake up call, and to get back in the swing of it.
I've talked to relatives last night that I haven't spoken with in quite a while. And I said, here's what's happening. Tune into the broadcast, please, and make your preparations as you see fit. And I'm sure we weren't the only ones. But this was really, this was an incident that did not make the news very widely. So, Mike, we're going to start our seats. We're going to start them inside. How do we do that? What do you recommend we start right now, Mike?
Well, definitely. I know most things in people's gardens is definitely tomatoes. Tomatoes is one of the best producing things, plants out there, and it's so, it allows you to do so many things with it. So I'd be getting their tomatoes started for sure. Cabbage and broccolis, cauliflowers, and that thing. You know, I don't know if you saw this on a news article just within the past couple weeks, but in Canada, they're selling the shortages of food up there in some areas. They're selling cauliflower for $8 a head.
Yes.
One cucumber for $3 a cucumber, and $1, they're paying $1 for a single banana. So, I mean, you can see the importance of, hey, we need to be waking up here and getting our supplies figured for this year and, you know, getting things started, because who knows what could happen. Some other catastrophe could happen, and you're sunk without any food because the grocery stores would dry up pretty quick. So, yeah, definitely the cabbages, broccolis, like I said, the cauliflower, any of the greens that you can grow right now, just, you know, the kale, the lettuces, those type of things are the things you can really be getting started, especially if you have a cold frame or a greenhouse.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next hour, I'm going to be talking with our newest instructor about building a greenhouse. So, class, here's my recommendation to you. I have in my hand WhiteHarvestSeed.com's seeds. I met Mike Knox many years ago, and I was seeking out the seed company that would actually have seeds that grow. These are seeds that grow. Mike lives 20 miles down the road from me here in Missouri, and he and I have been broadcasting together. He's been on the air with us. He's been at the expos. He's been at the meetups. His seeds grow. Let me give you that phone number. 866-424-3185. 866-424-3185. WhiteHarvestSeed.com. Mike Knox, thanks so much for being with us today. I'd like to have you come back again and again in the very near future. Can you do that?
Yes, it should be, if not, if our schedule allows it. You betcha.
Thanks so much, Mike Knox.
Worms raise crickets for food. Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.